Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Abi Maria Rav Hillel ben Meir Yechel Mechel Zichron Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichron Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Beis and we are up to Perek Chaf and Dalid. And in our Perek we begin as follows: Vayosef Af Hashem Lecharos BiYisrael. Hashem's anger was again lit up against Bnei Yisrael. The first time being on the account of Avshalom's rebellion, where our Kadosh Baruch Hu punished Bnei Yisrael for siding with Avshalom. And he caused 20,000 Jews to die, says the Abba Arbanel. And others say that Hashem's initial act of anger was shown during the 3 years of famine brought about by the inappropriate treatment of the Givonim. And so here, we don't know what Rashi says. I don't know what caused what perpetrated this anger. And Abba Arbanel says maybe Hashem was punishing Bnei Yisrael this time for having sided with Sheva ben Bichri even after Avshalom was destroyed. The Ramban in Bamidbar Perek Tes Zion suggests that Bnei Yisrael's punishment came about because the fact that the general masses showed no interest in building the Beis Hamikdash, and that idea comes up in the Medrash as well. So what happens? Vayasas is David Bohem. He moved David against them. Say Lemor Lech Menei Yisrael BeYehuda. He says, go count them. So there's a real theological problem with this pasuk. If Hashem really wanted David to take a census, why does the act of taking the census, which we will see is going to cause a problem, why does it warrant punishment? And why does David say that he did something wrong, as we'll see in Pasuk Yod, if he was just following the will of Hashem? So the Ralbag offers a couple of possibilities. First and foremost, he says, Hashem didn't move David in any manner. He just said, ultimately, he is involved in whatever he brought up. It's like we say in Divrei Hayamim Aleph that the Satan stood against Am Yisrael to give credence to this view. And the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim also says that there is a number of situations where events are attributed to Hashem only in that he's the prime mover. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, the Ralbag says, is that what does it mean Hashem pushed? Though ordinarily Hashem would have dissuaded David from taking a census, since he was angered, he just let David do what he wanted instead of showing him it would not be a good idea. And then, of course, possibility number three is Vayasas Libo, Libo as David, his heart moved David, meaning Hashem only used David's free will to execute his plan of punishing Yisrael. And of course, like we said, the idea of going ahead and counting Bnei Yisrael, Rashi and the Ramban also in Sefer Shmos and Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Beis are of the opinion that David's offense was the fact that he didn't get a kesef, he didn't get the kofar nefesh as a means of preventing the ayin hara of doing a direct counting. Josephus makes a similar comment, by the way. However, in Sefer Bamidbar, at the very beginning, the Ramban offers a different suggestion, that the sin is in the fact that the census had no purpose, and it was there for David's satisfaction. And so, there was no need to assess the military might, and that was the personal problem. And without doing things without purpose, it creates a certain degree of difficulty. The Ralbag suggests the fact that David's sin was not in the act of taking the census, but the spirit with which he went about taking the census. It sounds like he was putting his faith in his own military might, and that's why he was trying to figure out where things were going. So we have different possibilities as to what this sin is going to be. Let's hear about what it became. Vayomer HaMelech al Yoav Sar HaChayil Asher Ito. So he told Yoav, the head of the army, should Nabuchol Yishivtei Yisrael go out and back and forth, travel through Am Yisrael, Midan Vad Be'er Sheva, from north to south, who picked the West Am and go count the nation, the Adatius Mispara Am, and then I'll know how many people are here. So Vayomer Yoav El HaMelech, V'Yosef Hashem Elokecha El HaAm, Kohen V'Kohen Me'a Pamim. Yoav says, listen, Hashem should give us a bracha many, many times over. We know that Ein HaBracha Nimsa Ela B'davar HaSamui Mena Einayim. Chazal tell us that bracha only comes from things that are hidden from the eye. And so Yoav says, I hope we become many, many more. V'Einei Adoni HaMelech Roos, but that the king, we should see it. In other words, he should live long enough to see it. But, O great, mighty king, why are you so interested in this? The king kept insisting on it, and it was a very important issue to him. The army went ahead and they did what they were supposed to do. And so they crossed the Yarden. And so they went to Aroer, to the right of the city, in the middle of the valley of Gad and Yazer. And then they came to Gilad, and they came to Tachtim Kachi, and they came to Dan, Yan Visaviv El Tidon, and they went to and fro, they carried back and forth, and the survey took 9 months and 20 days to go back to Yerushalayim. So Yoav presents the numbers to the king, and Rashi quotes the Medrash, which tries to figure out what do we mean, Mifkad Ha'am, or Mispar Mifkad. If it's a Mispar, why is it a Mifkad? So Rashi explains that either the number of people or the sum of the people should have been enough. Why is it there? So it suggests that Yoav made two lists, a large and a small. He says, maybe I'll show him the small one, and if he gets angry, then I'll show him the larger one. And that's the Mifkad that's over here. And there, and the Malbim says, Mifkad is a sum of all those counted. Mispar is a detailed shevet by shevet, city by city accounting. Yoav wanted to give the more general number, to not give over every single person. And of course, David HaMelech didn't agree with it. But he Yisrael Shmona Meos Aleph, the number of Bnei Yisrael was 18,000. Israel, who are strong enough, Sholev Cherev, Beshuda Chamish Meos Elefish, and then the people of Yehuda were 500,000 people. And so we just have round numbers over here. That's the suggestion, says the Abba Arminal. Vayach Leiv David Oso, Achari Kain Safar Asam. So David's heart, you know, after he had counted the people, he realized, oh my gosh. Vayomer David Al Hashem Chatosi Meod Asher Asisi, he says, I realize I just messed up. I risked a maka onto the people, says Mitzudas David. Be'ata Hashem, so he says, listen Hashem, haver, na'as avon avdecha, ki niskalti ma'od. He says, listen, I was very foolish, please forgive me. Rayakam David baboker, udvar Hashem hayal God anabi chodze David lemor. And so Hashem speaks to God, all the nebuos by God concern David HaMelech, and that's why he's referred to as chodze David. Right, says the Radak, because there are all his nevuas were for David. He's known as David's private navi, and so Hashem speaks to him. And halofa dibar tal David, he's told to go speak to David. Ko amar Hashem, this is what Hashem said. And as Rabbi Shachter always told us, that all nevuas have to begin. True nevuah begins with a ko amar Hashem. And he said, shalosh anochi no tel alecha. I'm going to give you three punishments. Right, bechar lecha achas mem v'esalach. He says, I want you to be able to choose from them, and that's the one I'm going to do for you. So, because you're deserving of punishment. So, God al David v'agidlo, he came to David, and he told him, do you want 7 years of famine, or do you want 3 months of running from your enemies, and the enemies chase you? Do you want just 3 days of pestilence in your land? You should just know, consider what I have, and should I just give you back whatever is there. Now, the Abar Manel tries to figure out, why are there 3 years of famine, and 3 months, and 3 days? So he suggests, based on the Medrash, that there are three judgments to David's desire, that one of the three tsaros should go on to Shaul. And it may give us the reason why there was a repetition of the number three. So based on the contention that this was due to Am Yisrael's support for Sheva ben Bichri, the Abba Arminal says maybe the three corresponds to the three occasions in which Bnei Yisrael didn't support David, when they supported Ishbosheth, Avshalom's rebellion, and also when they supported Sheva ben Bichri. So that number three keeps coming up. Vayomer David al Gad. So David said in a famous pasuk we say daily, including today, it's the first day back, and saying this in over a month, thus suggesting, as I'd like to point out, that it's all connected. Vayomer David al Gad. So David said to God, Sarli ma'od niplon nabi ad Hashem ki rabim racham. It's hard enough for me to go ahead and fall into the hands of Hashem, but that's what I'd rather it be. Ubiyad adam ala pola, but I don't think I should fall into the hands of a human being. Rashi says in the name of Rav Alexandri that if I choose the sword, so Bnei Yisrael say that he depends on his warriors, that he shouldn't die and only others will die. If I choose the famine, they'll say that I depend on my wealth. I'd rather deal with the dever. Everyone's equal with the dever. And sure enough, what happens? Vayitein Hashem dever b'Yisrael me'abokar ad eis moed. So Hashem sent the dever from morning until the appointed time. And of course, though it was supposed to be 3 days, Hashem lowered it and reduced it to a full day. The day that God came to David until the same time the very next day. And Vayamas Menaam Midan Vad Beersheva Shivim Elef Ish. 70,000 people died at that point in time. Vayishlach Yado HaMalach Yerushalayim. And the Malach stretched out his hand towards Yerushalayim. The Shachasa to knock it out and destroy it. So Hashem had nechama about that situation, right? So I told the Malach enough, Malach Hashem haya im goren Aravna Yivusi, and the Malach was at the threshing floor of Aravna. Who was Aravna? What's he doing? What's his role? We'll see that as we study Nachyomi, a deeper look. Vayomer David al Hashem biroso es hamalach hamaka ba'am. So when David saw the malach, vayomer hine anochi chatasi anochi abisi. Eilatzo me'asu. So he says, look, I'm the deserving party. Why are you killing off the sheep? Tina yad chabiu b'beis avi. Says if you need to punish somebody, it should be me. Vayavo God al David vayomahu vayomer lo alei hakim la Hashem isbeach begoren aravna yivusi. He says, Hashem says, I want you to go and through God Anabi. He says, go make a Mizbeach there. Vayal David kidvar God, kasher tiva Hashem. So David goes ahead and he follows through. Vayashkef, Aravna, Vayarasam, Elech, Vesavadav, over in Alav, he saw that David Amelech was passing through. Vayetze, Aravna, Vayishtachel Amelech, Apav Arza. So he bows in front of the king. Vayomer Aravna, Madua ba Adoni Amelech Alavto. He says, why are you coming here to me? Vayomer David, Liknos Mimcha Sagorin, Livnos Mizbech Lashem, Teatza Magif, Emel Yisrael. He said, I want to go buy this land from you. Even though I had defeated the Yavusi, David didn't want to take the territory. Instead, he wanted to make them Lemas. And so, therefore, I want to buy it over here. And there's a value in buying the Gorin over here. And of course, that too is discussed in the Nachyomi, a deeper look, but it also takes away any cloud of suspicion that we took over these things. We paid for these opportunities. Vayomer Aravna el Amelech, Yikach v'yal Adoni Amelech ato be'inav. So Aravna says, you take whatever seems good to you. V'yal Adoni Amelech ato be'inav. Re'ei abakar la'ola v'amorigim v'kei abakar la'itzim. He says, the threshing tools, the wood tools, that could be firewood. Hakol nasan Aravna Hamelech Lamelech. Aravna, the king, gave over to the king. Aravna had been the king of Yavusi and had become some level of a ger. Whether it was a ger toshav or a ger tzedek is discussed in Nachyomi, a deeper look. Vayomer Aravna Lamelech Hashem Elokecha Yitzecha. May Hashem accept your carbon. Vayomer Hamelech Aravna Lo Ki Kano Eknem Oscha B'Mechir. He says, I'm not taking it. I want the price. I'm not giving away free, buying and taking free animals. He bought everything for 50 shekels of silver. So David went ahead and he set up karbanos. And so what happened? David built a mizbeach, and Hashem was okay with that. And he finished the Magefa from being on all of Am Yisrael. So with that, we close out Sefer Shmuabet with David HaMelech putting everything to rest. And Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll take a look and seeing what the rest of David HaMelech is about when we meet again. In the meantime, everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.